words that wound. Let me review what I've done. A quick review, 2 days ago, sticks and stones will break my bones, words will never hurt me. That's so inaccurate, it's not true. We've been hurt by wounding words more than we've ever been hurt by sticks and stones. We talked about the first word that we went over in the wounding word series is exactly that. Let me just tell you, all of us have arrows sticking in us from wounding words. All of us. And you have to treat them in certain ways, biblically. We've identified, we've treated two so far. The first wounding word we need to identify was like a snake bite. And we talked about that. We gave some scripture. We showed you how it works. It came in with like poison, James 3:8, Psalm 140, verse 3. We told you how to treat it. These are words that cut. They're cutting words, just like a knife cutting you. And we've looked at Psalm 55, 12 through 14 and verse 21. These are cutting words where you hear people say, boy, that guy just got cut. Okay. Judges 11, we looked at 1 and 2 down the page in the book Judges. We looked at all those cutting words, and we did that 2 days ago. All right, yesterday we did piercing words. Piercing words come as an ambush. I'm going to review this pretty thoroughly because it was yesterday, and yesterday I reviewed the cutting words pretty thoroughly, so I'm going to do piercing words pretty thoroughly. They come suddenly, unexpectedly, disguise a person is bushwhacked. The attack comes from the blind side, camouflage under cover, almost veiled. It's like a mugger sneaking in and mugging someone walking down the street. These words are very active. They're piercing. We looked at Psalm 64, 2 through 4. They come from wicked people that are trying to hurt you. Talks about welting in Psalm 64. The word welt means to sharpen by motion, vibration like a snake. And what happened there, evil speakers that are speaking words that are two-edged swords, anger, piercing, killing. We looked at that. They ambush you suddenly. The person that's being injured don't have any idea where it's coming from. Have no idea. They're out there. It's somebody saying something out there somewhere. Somewhere out there, someone said something. You know, did you hear what someone said about you? Well, who's the they? Well, we don't know. We just heard it. The person doing the attacking has no fear because they're unknown, but they do damage nevertheless. Listen to these piercing words. The Lord is paying you back for all the evil that you have done to other people. At last, you're getting a taste of your own medicine. You deserve everything that is coming to you. What an attack. How quickly it come. One moment the person is fine, the next moment it's all out assault. Know where those words come from? The word of God. 2 Samuel chapter 16, 7 through 8. The words came from an enemy of David because he was a relative of Saul. He cursed David. David is fleeing from Absalom and he's going along a road. And this guy starts throwing stones at him and saying those words I just mentioned a moment ago. See, he misjudged this, Shimei misjudged the event because the situation between David and Saul. And what happened was he did not read what really happened. And these words are like spears and arrows as David walked along. And he said, "You're a bloody and wicked man." And he thought that David had taken the throne by unlawful means, but he really hadn't. Now, these words are like puncture wounds of deep cut, untreated, a deep cut bleeding from a puncture. So that's what you do. A puncture wound, you squeeze the blood like you hit a puncture wound, try to get that blood out. And in verse 9, you can read it. Don't have time to go into it. I have to teach the entire lesson on this. See, the first reaction was, let's kill the guy. David says no in verse 10. Let him curse. Don't stop him. Secondly, cleanse the wound with soap and water. That's what you do. Infection sets in. Now, David said, look, this is my outlook. You can read it in verse 10 and 12. God has something good for me in all this. Third thing you do, the victim of a puncture needs to be ministered to by those who understand how to treat him. David had to stop his men from taking an offense against Shimei. And he gained understanding. He put the present situation into a bigger perspective. Fourth thing, the victim of a puncture wound needs rest. That's exactly what happens in verse 13 and 14. See, these are piercing words. One more thing, in 2 Samuel 19, 16 through 22, David forgives this man. But what happens was, is that Solomon takes over and tells him, okay, you're all right. My father said you're okay. Stay in Jerusalem, and as long as you're there, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. But don't do it again. He didn't learn his lesson. David, on his deathbed, warns Solomon of this guy's actions in 1 Kings 2, 8 and 9. So Solomon, his wisdom, says to him, listen, I'm putting you on probation. I'm putting you on probation. Now what happened is that if you read the account, some of his servants leave and he goes after them to Gath to get them back. He left and broke the promise he made to Solomon. You see? And what happened was is that Solomon catches him, brings him back, tells him what he has done. And the end to a person who was using piercing words was slain because he had broken the promise he made to the king. Wow. Now let's do the next one. You can listen. We're going to have all these up eventually on the major site where all these other teachings are up and you can listen to them. Now, let's look at the third type of word that is sticking in you. It's called biting words. Biting words come from a known enemy. They come from a person who has it in for you. Know any? A foe, an opponent. One who has feelings towards you because you are a child of God. And you stand for godly things. They may come from a coworker who thinks you're treated better than they are. You got promotion faster. Or perhaps a fellow church member who believes they've been overlooked, that their program has failed, and you were the root cause of its failure. They make sure in all cases and under all conditions that you know that they are against you. I mean, they go in your face. They let you know, I'm out to get you. Wow. Wow. They tell others that you are no longer part of their life. And their desire is to get back at you. And one of the ways they use to accomplish their desires is by the use of biting words. What are biting words? Okay, let's find out. Let's go to the book of Psalms 140, verse 1. Book of Psalms 140, verse 1. Okay. Now let's look at these biting words. Verse 1. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man. Notice that. Evil man, violent man. These are biting words from known enemies. Verse 2. Which imagines mischiefs in their heart. Continually they have gathered together for war. Notice this. They have evil plans, and it comes from their souls. And their plans are continually stirring in their souls all the time. It just like a washing machine, always turning. Now look at this. Look at this. Here's verse 3. Okay, you're talking about these words. Look at verse 3. They have sharpened their tongues like a serpent. Wow. Adder's poison is under their lips. See, they cannot be happy unless they're plotting and planning and conspiring and contriving. They seem to have one heart. They are completely agreed within themselves. Notice, they're coming from evil men. They're just always plotting, always contriving. And with everything within them, they pursue their victim. They stalk the victim. Once is not enough for them. No. Not one biting word. That's never enough. Over and over and over and over they bite. It's not like a one-time deal. It's continuous. Over and over and over and over. They bite. Their entire nature becomes wicked. And they go from being evil to becoming violent men in the world. Look what it says. Verse 1 of 140 of the Psalms. Deliver me, O Lord, from the evil man. Preserve me from the violent man. They've gone from being evil to being violent. And it turns into their action and character. They become evil and violent. That's their character. You look around what's going on today. Now, their weapons are, verse 3, they have sharp tongues. They bite, injects poison into the wound afflicting. Hurt, pain, torment, agony, mind and body of the person they bite. Exactly what happens. Wow. Everything is targeting bite after bite after bite after bite. Not just one time, not just 10. For years, bite, 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 bite. All the time. Years go by. Bite, 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 bite. Never stop. Never quit. Always coming. Poison. Poison. Their tongues are sharpened like a serpent. Adder's poison. Bite, 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 bite. They don't stop. They're not going to stop. They're not going to quit. Them, never. Bite, 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 bite. Brings agony to the person being bit. Pain, torment, agony, soul, mind, and body. Wow. Bite, 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 bite. Now pay attention to these biting words. I hear reports that you and those that are working with you are planning to rebel. Wow. Look at this. Look at what I'm saying. And set up your own empire. People say that you want to be the new leader and that you have appointed your friends to campaign for you. You can be sure I am going to pass this information on to proper authorities. You probably think that I am against you, but I'm really concerned about you, and I believe we had better sit down and talk. Whoa. Listen to these words. Listen to these words. Okay, let's listen to this. I hear reports that you and those that are working with you are planning to rebel and set up your own empire. People say, notice, that you want to be the new leader and that you have appointed your friends to campaign for you. You can be sure I am going to pass this information on to proper authorities. You may probably think that I am against you, but I am really concerned about you. And I believe we had better sit down and talk. What biting words, huh? Now, what is happening here? What's happening here? Is that the source of this found in the book of Nehemiah, chapter 6, 6 and 7. Biting words. Biting words. Nehemiah, chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. Wherein was written, it was reported among the heathen, that Gasmau said it, and that thou and the Jews think to rebel, from which cause thou buildest the wall, that they mayest be their king. Wow. According to these words, you're going to be king over them. Look at verse 7. And thou hast also appointed prophets to preach of thee in Jerusalem, saying, this is the king in Judah, and now shall it be reported to the king according to these words. Come now, therefore, and let us take counsel together. The statement comes to Nehemiah from a known enemy, Sanballat, as Nehemiah was trying to rebuild the wall in Jerusalem. Sanballat was using every means to try and stop him. Every means possible. These biting words are filled with deadly venom. And the motive behind it. Deadly venom, and so is the motive behind the words. They were designed to cast suspicion on Nehemiah as being a self-seeking dictator who was using the people around him to achieve his own personal ambitions, that of being king. The truth is that it was not so. It wasn't true. It wasn't true. That was not his intention. Any time to be king. He never wanted to be king. But just to do the task God wanted him to do, that's all. Now, it led to personal hurt in Nehemiah's life. It was designed to hurt him. These words spoken by Nehemiah's enemy was full of inaccuracy, exaggeration, loaded with hurt. You see, let me tell you something. Can I? I'm personally convinced that the number one enemy of a Christian unity is the tongue, coupled with motive and attitude. It's not drink, it's not drugs, it's not poor homes, it's not inflation, it's not television, it's not the computers, it's not even a bad church. No, 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 no. It's the tongue. It's the tongue. It's the tongue. Biting words, biting words, biting words. Now, if you were Nehemiah, what would you have done? How would you have trusted anyone? And how are you going to treat the injury because you had it? Or how would you help someone who's been a victim of biting words? Listener, I guarantee you, your family, and someone you know has been the victim of biting words. Maybe recently. Maybe recently. Maybe not long ago. These biting words have come to you. Now, here's how to treat it. Determine if the snake was poisonous. You may have been bitten by a garter snake that's non-poisonous, a non-poisonous snake, or you've been bit by a cobra or a black mamba or a green mamba or a rattlesnake. You understand that. The two fangs of poisonous words are number one, bitterness, and number two, rebellion. That's always in the fangs of poisonous words. It's always in the bite. Bitterness and rebellion. Always. You always find that element. Bitterness. Extreme hostility. Unfriendliness. Ill will. A grudge. Anger. Spite. A sour temper. Because it affects the soul, heart, speech, and attitude and action. That's bitterness. Extreme hostility. I'll get them. Unfriendliness. They'll never be my friend again. I just hope they get theirs. I got it in for them. I'm angry. I'm going to do some spite here. I'm going to do that. My temper's as sour as lemon. Because their soul and heart and speech and attitude and action has been impacted. All that has been impacted. Rebellion is active opposition to authority. Revolt, mutiny, resistance. It targets God, His Word, God's leaders, His person, and God's Spirit. That's what rebellion is. You see a rebellious person, it targets revolt, mutiny, God's word, God's leaders. That's what it is targeted. It keeps from blessing. A person that's in rebellion won't have any blessings from God and will get mad because they're not having any and you are. Increases sin in their lives. It needs to be confessed. It needs to be part of confession. But here's what happened. It becomes part of a person's character. Rebellion becomes part of a person's character. Number two, act immediately if the words are poisonous. Expose the bite, a cut, and draw out the venom. Nehemiah did. Immediately. Look at his reply to his accuser in verse 8 of Nehemiah 6. I then sent unto him, saying, there are so much things done as thou sayest, but thou feignest them out of thy own heart. There's no such things done. You're making it up. Verse 8, there's no, none of these things are happening. I don't want to be king. I'm not trying to be king. See, it's very important. It's not true. You're inventing them out of your own mind. That's what you're doing. None of this is true. It's fabrication. See, it's very important for Nehemiah to neutralize the poisonous words. Because they, notice this, they will have an effect on those around you. Listen to this. Those that put bites on you impact your family, your children, your friends, and your church. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like a real snake bite. It impacts. Spouse, children, friends, family, everybody. Look at verse 9. But they all made us afraid. Notice the word all. Your words have made all of us afraid. Biting words will make fear come up in your life. What is this guy going to do next? What is this person going to say next? Where is the poison going to come this time from him? And it brings about discouragement. Their hands shall be weakened from the work. Discouragement sets in. After a while, oh, you've been bit so many times. There's so many arrows in you. Oh, my. But good news is strength is available. Look at verse 9 again. For they all made us afraid, saying, their hands shall be weakened from the work. This is not to be done. Now, therefore, O God, strengthen my hands. Strength from God. Strength from God. Strength from God. Do you need any help today with this type of problem? Do you need any help today from this type of problem? If an enemy is trying to destroy you with biting words, never give in and never give up and keep pressing on. Now, if you are trying to destroy your enemy with biting words, stop now. I mean, stop now. Bang, stop now. Stop now. Make it right. Stop now. Make it right. I mean, stop now. But if you have been bitten by biting words, look to the Lord to strengthen you. Look to the Lord to strengthen you. Look to the Lord to strengthen you. Heavenly Father, help those that have been bitten by words. And Lord, help those that have bitten, those that have bitten, that they'll ask you to forgive them and they won't bite anybody again. In Jesus' name. Amen.